This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 414 hour at 4 on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Brad Nortman. Strophy running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. Listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Download it if you have not. See us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, because joining us now is the man, Torrey Lowe. On a Torrey Lowe Tuesday. What's going on, T-Lo?
Hey,
what's happening?
What's happening?
Y'all tripped me out. Hey, it's a beautiful day. I'm feeling powerful.
Yeah, you're feeling powerful because I heard in the city of Milwaukee on June 5th, it's going to be Torrey Lowe Day.
Yes.
It's official.
Is it really?
Yeah, I got the email. I got sent over the emails.
Now, this is some breaking news.
One from the county and one from the city.
Oh, you got one from the city, too?
And the county.
So what does that mean?
That means July 5th will be Torrey Lowe Day.
Does that mean?
Yeah, but what does it mean? Yeah,
Liberation.
Hey.
Activism.
Do you have to go to work that day?
Yes, he actually. Well, we're off that day.
I think we don't. We got.
We off the 4th.
It's Saturday.
But
the 5th is Saturday.
David Crowley's joining you on the 3rd.
Yep.
Who's on
that?
Your show.
Yep.
He is the Milwaukee County Executive who will be making
even
sure.
I know that.
Talking
How,
about.
Why am I supposed to know that?
Because you voted in election.
You live in Milwaukee County.
I do live in Milwaukee County.
You know who your county executive is / R.
County executive.
Now I know.
It's going to be powerful.
It is.
Who was the Green Bay Packer that grabbed your heart?
You know, I ain't going to even lie. It was Brett Favre.
Me too.
It was Brett Favre.
Torrey, I know it.
I'll tell you this. The day when Brett Favre became the starting quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, all the way up until he was gone, he gave us so many exciting years, and he gave us so many chances to win and lose. But mostly, he was what you call the Iron Man of football. And we took pride in Brett Favre being that Iron Man
sure
of football.
Sure did. Yeah. Sure did.
At midnight tonight, the Netflix documentary drops on Brett Favre in recent time of what he's gone through. Can you stomach to watch it?
I saw as an the advertising. I saw the advertising. I saw the
as an advocate,
the trailer.
Can you watch it?
I think we kind of know about the pick, but when it got to the Mississippi stuff, that's when
the pick. He's talking about picture.
The picture.
Oh, pick is short for picture.
You know, it was a double entendre.
Yes, it was. What's a double entendre?
It's two meanings: pick, interception, pick, picture.
Yeah.
God, you're.
He was
dumb.
Before his time, though. He was very before his time. I didn't know too many 30-year-old men doing that.
Before his time. Now you're giving him credit.
I'm not giving any credit. Don't put that on me. I'm just saying, for a 30-year-old man to be doing that almost in his 40s, that's above his time. He had to be pixelated.
He was known for taking risks, and that risk not paying off through interceptions. This is just another one of those poorly calculated risks.
Yeah,
he was a gunslinger. That's what they call it. See, they had to.
Well, is that double entendre too?
No pun intended. That was singular. Because that was even though we had Brett Favre was the only quarterback that I knew that could throw four interceptions and we still won.
Yeah,
like he was just one of those people that can will his way into a win if he was that quarterback. And now with his image right now, it's tarnished due to a lot of things that happened with the Mississippi. I think once he went over to the Jets, that was the beginning of us seeing a different side of Brett Favre in the media. And the New York media did not have any mercy on Brett Favre.
No.
They didn't even have any mercy on Aaron Rodgers. I'm wondering when these Packer quarterbacks going to learn. Don't go the New York way.
Yes, tell Jordan Love that.
Because that's a whole different media. But I think that now that we see that this documentary is coming out, I was telling somebody I really don't want to watch it.
Dang, you sound like Brett.
Because
I really don't want to watch it.
He was partially defining in my childhood. I was a huge Packer fan, and he helped me fall in love with football. He fell in love with sports.
So you guys just want to live a certain life as like your inner child, and not accept what like actually the person is. You just want to look at him as a hero.
Wait, yeah. wait. People have flaws. And the thing is, Brett Favre.
So now you're going on the Favre
wait
defense
a minute,
here,
I'm
Mr. Mississippi.
I'm not defending Mr. Mississippi. Don't get me started on that Mississippi thing. But I'll tell you this: is that how you are not a Bears fan? It's because you didn't have a Brett Favre. We may not love our Green Bay Packers if it wasn't for the fact that we had Brett Favre. Brett Favre made so many young teenagers like Torrey Lowe, so many children like Brad and I and Strofe into Green Bay Packers fans because he was magnificent on the football field, but then he also played with this childlike demeanor out there where he made football look so fun.
Yes, and there were shades of things like that when they said he was taking the perks. You know, it was things that the media
perks.
Percocet. Y'all don't know what perks are. Y'all know what perks are.
We gotta start using words here. I'm getting confused.
The perks. That's the word.
They're called perks. Yeah. You never heard perks.
You never heard of perks?
Perks being short for Percocet?
Yeah.
Never heard of Perk?
Well, we got to.
I've heard that song. Yeah. Percocet, Molly Percocet. He says it out. He says it the whole word.
You never heard somebody say, I'm popping a perk?
Who says?
A perk? Y'all never heard of perk? Y'all never heard of popping?
Oh, wow.
Okay. I've never heard of popping
stop
perk.
Stop yelling at
the
us.
The cultural difference.
We're suburban
well,
white
gotta
guys,
educate
man.
Yeah, facts. I was going to say that, but I understand it. But what I'm saying is there were shades of stories about Brett Favre, but we kind of ignored it. You know, the drinking, the pills.
Yeah, a lot of partying.
Yeah. It was there, but it wasn't. He was overshadowing those things. But then when he stopped playing football and those things that he kept doing or things started coming out, then that's when you start seeing the storylines overshadowing him as a football player.
I mean, we knew Brett Favre. Let's be honest. We all tried to hide it. We knew Brett Favre was a bad guy. We all knew he was a bad guy. Yeah,
I didn't think he was a bad guy.
No, I don't think he was a bad guy.
Brett Favre.
I don't think he was a bad guy.
Wife,
I think he
Diana
was just doing
Favre
stuff.
Favre was battling cancer, and he was trying to hook up with other people.
Yeah,
women. That's a pretty bad.
Well, he had women throwing their underwear at Brett Favre as a football player.
Well, still.
I'm just saying.
His wife is fighting for her life,
flawed.
And he out here he doing what he want to do.
I'm not making no excuses.
I love Brett Favre. When he did the whole picture thing, it's not like it ended his career. We all just say, oh, wow, Brett Favre a freak, and just kept moving.
But he kept throwing touchdowns.
Cody chimes in with a great point here. 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talking Text Line. Everyone wants to go back to the 90s and forget everything after to the 2000s, and I'm one of them.
Mm,
yeah.
Were the 90s the best time?
Oh, yeah.
Ever?
Tori?
He was a rock star.
Tori, were the 90s for you great?
In general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old were you in the 90s? Teenager?
I was in high school.
14.
Mm. I was high school. You know, I graduated in 95. I was in high school.
See, he loved the 90s too.
Yeah. 90s were the best.
They were. We didn't know.
It was powerful.
It sure was. And listen, I still love Brett Favre. I'm going to watch the documentary, and I'm going to have my opinion on Brett Favre.
You still love Brett Favre. Make sure you say it very clear.
You're
conflicted?
I'm very conflicted.
I don't love what Brett Favre has done to others.
Yeah.
But in the game of football, Brett Favre
man, you really
is a guy.
Love him so much.
You got to separate football.
This is where, like, yeah. I can understand irrational fan behavior because, like, I irrationally like love Brett Favre. I mean, what he did off the field is horrible, horrible. But like, you have legitimate core memories rooting for him. It would be almost impossible to strip away my love for football and sports without him in it.
So as I read the Netflix title here,
it's
Watch Untold,
it looks
the Fall
really
of
bad.
Favre. This eye-opening documentary delves into Brett Favre's controversial career, the dark side of sports stardom, and the scandals that marred his legacy.
Now, why did his hit piece on Favre?
Is that a fair title?
That's what I'm thinking.
Is that a fair title?
No.
It's just a hit piece.
It doesn't seem fair based off the reaction of you three.
Well, we're talking about on the field. I don't know much about off the field.
I just hope this isn't a situation, because I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of stuff coming out about famous people right now that I just be like, what? And I'm telling you, if he end up like Diddy, I'm telling y'all this right now. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Look, let me tell you something.
Like Diddy?
That's next level. But why is Alex Strofe talking with executive producer Ashton Rotman on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee?
Oh, wow. Well, you see the issue, and maybe this isn't an issue for our executive producer. It's hard to do a four shot when you only have three cameras.
So why don't you just put the three shot?
Because there's four of you.
Executive producer Ashton Rotten shaking his head, going over to the microphone or the screen to fix it.
I'm not going to fix it for him. I mean, he could do it, but I did come in here to distract him. So hand up. That one's on me. I had important business to discuss with him, and he has helped me an amount.
Immensely.
Yeah, I was going to say, amount. Really sold all of us here.
No.
Anything, get back to work.
You can blame me if you'd like to blame me.
I will say, so
he helped Brett Favre out.
When I
need more Nash.
Yeah, he stopped getting strays from everybody here.
When I was All-State, and we had to like do like a questionnaire. Cool.
Awesome.
We actually went to Green Bay, this like atrium, like luncheon type of thing. On that, you had to like put in like an about yourself. This is 2008. You had to say, who are your three sports heroes?
Come on now. We all know who
it was. I said Brett Favre, Tiger Woods, and a young Ryan Braun.
All three of them
fell from grace.
Nothing but having a little addiction, okay?
That was January of 08.
Was Tiger Woods involved in a freak-off? Those freak offs that Tiger Woods was
doing?
I just like at January of 08, all three of them, I wouldn't say Brett Favre had a pristine image, but it felt like he had some hiccups, but was totally good to go.
Listen,
all three of them, catastrophic fall from space, from grace. So I'm sitting here hurt. I'm still hurt.
You should be hurt. You definitely
17
should be.
Years later.
But Tori, I do want to know this, is the fact that the Green Bay Packers, the schedule came out. How you feeling about the Packers next year? After seeing the schedule, you feel like this is a good year for my pack?
I think right now when I look at the schedule, I think that we can get a winning season out of that schedule.
That's it? Win the season? That's nine wins.
Well, what I'm saying
that's
is
low expectations.
Well, hold on. All I'm saying is this, because
I hope so.
They got a lot of moving parts. They got a lot of pieces that got to gel together this year. I mean, then you got, you know, people that are questioning where do they stand with the Packers, you know? So we're coming into a season where you got, you know, wide receivers, you know,
but
trying
you get,
to figure out
you get
where
all
are you
stand.
Not that
you
confident
get,
in the Packers
he
this
doesn't
year?
I put money on the Packers last year,
but I think that I'm seeing that if the team could gel, I think there's some gelling that needs to take place. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that they're going to win. I'm just saying
the
what
offense.
I'm looking at is I'm seeing a team that needs to add their pieces and hope that they gel together.
The offense only lost one piece, and it's a piece in Christian Watson that was a lot of inconsistency. Other than that, they added an offensive
lineman. Well, what I'm saying
is
you got a quarterback that was injured most of the season. Now you got a new set of wide receivers coming. I know, but what I'm saying is it's not that confidence that I had last year, all I'm saying. I think we're going to get a winning record, but I don't know how it's going to gel moving forward.
I think that's fair. There's a lot to figure out here as it pertains to how it all comes together.
That's all. Yeah.
But are we boom bopping?
Yeah, this is a good mood idea. You know, we try to get everybody in a good mood. The Favre documentary is coming out, and I'm hoping there's not a lot of bopping going on.
This is what you said, right?
Yeah.
Hanson and bop.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of bopping in that.
Tori, you got range, man. You got range in your musical selection.
Let me tell you something. This song was hot.
In the 90s.
It was scalding hot.
We all wanted to be like
great decade, 90s. Again, we come back to it.
Quit your singing and tell us about Citizens Bank.
But yeah, Citizens Bank. Baka, Citizens Bank. You should go visit Citizens Bank. Yeah, there it is. See, they get it. And that's the feeling Citizens Bank gives everybody, because Citizens Bank is here for all of their customers. See, if you're trying to level up, you want more than just a checking account, you can do that with Citizens Bank. They have great CDs that they offer. You also get your first home with Citizens Bank as well. There's just so much you can do. But what I love about them is I love their easy-to-use mobile app. If you need to cash any checks, if you need to move any money, you can do that with the Citizens Bank app. So if you are looking to work with a bank that is local, that cares about giving back to the community, that actually cares about helping people in the community plan for what is next, then you need to take the next step with Citizens Bank WI.bank. Yes, go to citizensbankwi.bank for you to finally level up and get a great bank that supports the community. Visit citizensbankwi.bank today.
Kyle Bruston Ortman with our favorite segment coming up next.
Mm-bop, mm-bop, bop, mm-bop.
Brewer's Math.
No. Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought you were referring to becoming relevant.
No, that's after that. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Ortman.
DKB, they get all my love all my energy and all my time. I'll be danged if GKB and Craig not going to allow me to take my half an hour boo-boo. If I need to do they need to allow
that's
me to do that.
That's your whole lunch break.
I don't even take a lunch break. I work during lunch.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
My hands up in the air sometimes, saying, ayo.
Wow, you just put me in my car circa 2010.
You know, Strofe said, this may be the best bump song I ever play.
That's an overpromise.
Huge
way under-deliver.
Significant. Way. I just had a meeting today about over-delivering.
The only thing I can think of is that's positive. Is being on Camp Randall. They play this song.
That's what
like
I'm saying. It put me in a spot of like I was happy in college.
That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to reminisce a little bit with you fellas.
I will say this time with the boat LMAO, whatever their names is.
This is Tayo Cruz.
No, I'm saying that time.
Oh, LMFAO.
Yeah, that group. I mean, they had some classic songs of our college years, but I mean, not the best bump song you can ever play.
I'm really looking forward to this, though, because I feel like we just did it. I feel like this is why this segment is genius. It's Brewer's Math on Kyle Bruston Norton.
Genius. You hear that, boys?
Ben Brust,
genius.
Brad Norton, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe, UKBN Nation, who have spoken on the Carbless Talk and Text about how much they've loved Brewer's Math in the past.
That's one-sided. That's not true. That's not true.
Because when you think about it, we have broken down 162 games of a baseball season divided by 17 football games to make it more digestible.
Oh, I'm
that's 9.5 baseball games per one football game.
He can't get that out without confused. Laughing.
No, right. Just stick with it. It makes all the sense in the world.
162 games divided by 17.5, whatever the hell.
17 football games, it's not very hard to follow, equals 9.5 baseball games. The Brewers sit at 23-25, which is a total of what, Kyle?
23-25, that's 48.
Yes. 48 football games is 47.5 baseball games.
Oh, so we're in the beginning of the first
quarter
of game
six? We're in the beginning of the first quarter of game week six.
I hate this.
Or it could be the bye week. Choose. We haven't discussed bye weeks.
Yeah.
Where does the bye week come
from? Actually, we did 17 games. There's no bye weeks.
I know initially we gave the Brewers a tie because they were, 4-5 or something,
and they were 4-4, and they were like tied in the ninth game.
Yes, yeah midway
something
through.
Like that. So
I think we gave them a tie, so they were 0-0-1.
Are you on the same page as me that we got to take the tie away?
Take the tie out.
Yeah, take the tie out.
So what do you do with the tie?
Is it a win or a loss? You shift the record. You lump it into the current record to reflect what is happening in the Brewers' season today.
So wait a minute. So something happened.
So it's
over a month ago.
We're five games in, and we are in the first quarter of game six. They're probably 2-3.
They're 2-3.
We're 2-3. The Cubs feel like they're 4-1. You know, so you got a pretty good start. There's another team in your.
The Cardinals have played really well.
They're probably 3-2.
The Reds are above 500. They've won 6 straight.
Yeah, and you know what? The concern is in game 4 and 5, you basically scored like 6 points one game. And 3 points the next. The concern is your quarterback is throwing interceptions.
Oh,
you're not getting first downs. Nothing on the offensive side of the ball is working.
They're not playing complimentary football.
They're not.
You guys do realize the goal of this, that what we do, is not to confuse people, it's to entertain people. And you're confusing it. If I'm confused, now I know I ain't the brightest.
You're not giving me any credit.
You got to think four-dimensional.
Hold on. I'm with you for a moment. But I think you explained it poorly. The goal of this is to make it a little bit more understanding of where we're at in the baseball season.
Exactly.
Yes.
We're 5 out of 17 football games into a baseball season.
And we just started the next game.
It's not a perfect comparison, and it's only making me more confused about where we're at in the season.
But you got to think four-dimensional.
Okay, but I guess if we follow down the same path four-dimensionally, Brad, just to use your term, what if they're 10-7 at the end of the year? Wouldn't that mean they're making the playoffs?
Sometimes you make the playoffs. There's 10-7 teams that don't make the playoffs.
I think it happened last year, actually.
The Diamondbacks went to the World Series, won 5 more games than they did after going to the World Series, and did not make the playoffs last year.
It's crazy. It can happen like that in the
NFL,
too.
That's why Brewer's Math equated to football
sucks.
Math will help.
It feels
Brewer's
like
Math sucks.
The Cubs are 4-1. The Brewers are 2-3. But they've started the next game, and they score a couple of touchdowns on the opening drives. And you're winning. You're winning early in the game.
So what does the Brewers win the next three games?
So then you got to halftime, and you got a pretty steady lead. You're still 2-3.
So the next time we do this. Looking at 500.
Yeah. You're likely going to finish out the next game and get back to 3-3.
There's no likely. The Brewers can win 3 games and lose 3. What do you mean likely? There's nothing likely.
In Brewers math, everything's probabilities. Everything is equating into football. And the problem
is, how do I talk to my manager? The baseball season is very long. We're gonna be doing Brewers math for a Packers season.
This is only
you're
the
gonna
fifth,
confuse everybody even more.
Yeah, it's only the fifth time. We've got 12
it's
more.
It's week 16 of Brewers math. Wait a minute, it's week 2 of the NFL. What are you talking about?
I have a new Brewers math idea.
Ooh.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
The Brewers are 1-0 right now in the season.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know.
They're under 500.
Stay with me. They're 2-0.
How are we 2-0?
They are 2-0 since Pat Murphy called out the team.
Oh, here we go. Now he's starting over. He's rewriting
history.
So
it's a new season.
I thought you felt bad for Pat Murphy.
I do feel bad for him, but he also motivated his team. And he found a way since those comments of saying, you know, we didn't spend in free agency. You know, we're not the biggest spenders. We don't have a lot of depth. And the guy said, sometimes you got to rally the guys against the manager to make them better.
But isn't that equatable to Matt LaFleur giving a passionate pregame speech and the guys take the field and the first two possessions are going well? But you can't undo the previous 5 weeks.
This is why Brewers math is good in the football season, because you're right. I can't just take 2 games and start a new season. It's all part of the NFL.
But
whose idea was this?
It was a heck of a pregame speech by Matt LaFleur. And look at how the guys are responding.
Right,
this game, they're going out there in the first couple. The offense. We were so concerned about the offense. You're only hitting field goals. You're not getting first downs. You're turning the ball over. But now look, the first two possessions of this sixth game, they're scoring touchdowns. You feel pretty good.
Brett, didn't you go to IU for your master's degree?
Yes, I did.
And that is one of the more prestigious programs out there, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
And so how are you wasting your prestigious degree on such a terrible, terrible idea?
Is it wasting?
With numbers.
Oh, it's
wasting.
You're just not open-minded.
Yeah, no, I am open. Taking it to the next level, Kyle.
I am open-minded, but I'm telling you this right now. If you went to the Indiana University and told them you came up with this, they would say, give us that degree back. We can't have you representing us like this.
I think they might be asking me to do the commencement speech. I said, this is so next level. This is so groundbreaking. No one else is doing this. Then we got to get it's you and Mark Cuban, most well known alumni.
Okay. Yeah,
one's got deeper pockets than the other,
and one's a hell of a lot more delusional than the other.
You should take this to Shark Tank and see how it goes. Yeah, see if Cuban will follow.
He's done.
He's off Shark Tank now.
He's done.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
No, it's good
because he would have loved it.
I don't want you to embarrass us.
One IU grad to another, he would have loved it.
Stop saying that.
Very, very bad.
You're on the same level.
Can we have a real conversation about this Brewers math stroke?
Brewers
math or the Brewers? Because we're doing both.
Can we cut the math?
No. That's the whole point of the
Strofest,
we're trying to
of the
make
show,
this more digestible.
You have power,
Kyle,
to be able to cut their mics.
I don't remember if you were here the last time we did Brewers math, and I said executive decision, we're never doing this again.
I was. No.
You don't have that power.
We've done it again.
But it's more confusing to say the Brewers are 23-25.
No, it's not.
They're somewhere in the division. Offense has been struggling. It's easier to distill it down to the NFL comparative.
Well, so we
all understand that.
Where do you get to that conclusion? Where in that thought process did you jump to the conclusion that it is better to dumb it down
because
when you're not dumbing it down
football.
At all?
Everybody
you're
knows
making
football.
It more complicated. Everybody knows baseball. It's the longest tenured sport in America.
So if you're missing, everybody understands what a record is. You're 23-25. They're
what
2 games
under 500.
What do you mean?
I guess a couple games back.
What does that mean?
What is easier to digest, being 2-3 in an NFL season or being 23-25 in a baseball season?
23-25. I'm less panicked because you have a lot of games left to play.
But it's hard to get context for what 23-25
means. It
means
the team is
frankly,
under 500.
We've done a lot of dumb things on the show. This, without a doubt,
takes the cake.
It's worse than hear Brad out.
It makes
legitimately
me
worse.
Yeah, it is. Significant.
They're both pretty brilliant ideas.
I can handle hear Brad out.
Like you said, like Ben said, you need to open your mind a little bit. You need to open your mind.
Ben stopped talking 10 minutes ago.
I've been trying
how
to find a way to make Brewers math better.
I told you.
And I'm telling.
I just want to talk about how Logan Henderson is starting tonight.
All right, Logan come on.
Logan Henderson.
Come on.
And the okay. Brewers play a horrible Orioles team right now.
Yeah, what happened to
so
them?
This is like playing an 0-5
team.
Very
good.
And they fired their manager this year?
They have no pitching. Their pitchers stink.
Oh, they should have tried to keep Corbin.
So their defense stinks, so we're likely going to put up some points on them on the football field. Oh,
put up some points.
I was going to say, I hope you say football field, because I was going to be lost on Brewers math there, too. You can't lose your only counterpart in Brewers math, otherwise Brewers math is capiche. Yes. Minus one.
Nope. Not capiche.
Yeah. I got it. I wanted
to cover that up because I was
what
like,
are you looking up?
Capiche.
It's capiche?
Otherwise, Brewer's math is capush.
Wait. Oh, no.
Still wrong. Still wrong.
Have you heard of the word capush before?
No, but I'm trying things.
Yeah, no.
Just like Brewer's math.
Not even close.
All right. I don't know what capiche or capush or capouche.
Well, it's all wrong, so that would make sense.
Brewer's math
capiche
goes...
Capiche means you understand?
Yeah, are we in agreement?
Capiche?
So no capiche in Brewer's math. Nobody understands.
I know where you're trying to go, but it's all wrong. You're not... The sentence is even formulated correctly.
Wait, you really don't know what you're trying to say?
I'm trying to say it goes...
Bye-bye?
Yeah.
But there's a word that says the K, yeah.
I don't know it.
There's a K and there's
hold
a
on.
P.
So why are you using it if you don't know?
Can you just say it?
No.
We need
Brad,
you for, no, we
if
need
you don't
you
help
to
me, Bruce.
I know, I'm
done.
In a bad spot no, here no, because we have two different.
We really need you to figure
hey, Brad,
this one
you
out.
Can tell Ben what I just told you and Kyle in your ear.
Says if we help you, then
their career is over.
Yeah, their career is over.
Their name comes off the show.
It was a pretty big threat.
Kaput.
There nope. You go.
Nope.
It's kaput.
No, it's not kaput.
Kaput means to go away with.
Isn't he looking for kibosh?
Kibosh.
He's putting the kibosh on it?
Kibosh.
Yeah.
But his defense, kaput means an adjective, broken
know.
And useless, no longer working or defective.
He
just
wanted to
like
put a kibosh
this segment
in a conversation.
Math. Is kibosh.
Incredibly defective, yeah.
So, Brad, you're going to tell us how to wash the stench out of Brewer's Math.
Oh, I would love. The only way to do that, even though Brewer's Math is beautiful, is Tsunami Express Car Wash. That's right. I know me and my car. It is Memorial Day weekend. My car turns 9. Can you believe that? 9-year-old car. But I take it to Tsunami Express as often as I can because I'm a ceramic member, and I get it washed inside and out. And because of that, looks like I just drove it off the lot. It's reflective, it's beautiful, and it gives it that new car feel that only Tsunami Express can give, especially with spring and summer right around the corner. It's the go-to spot to make sure your car is glistening and looking great in that warm Wisconsin sun. And now is the best time because for a Memorial Day special between May 19th and May 26th, your first month of an unlimited car wash special is just $10. That's right. Visit Tsunami Express in-store, and you get $10 for your first month of unlimited washes. Tsunami Express, showing how you wash, chill, repeat this Memorial Day and all spring and summer long with Tsunami Express Car Wash.
Finito. Another good word from
Ooh,
Daniel.
Finito.
Great song, by
we are
the way.
All dumber for having listening to Brewer's Math, Matt and Racine.
I agree with you, Matt.
Ron and the Key, I think you need to study Brewer's English.
Now that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
That's good. That's funny.
That is it for Brewer's Math, folks. It was a good run.
No!
Brad.
Let's revisit 9.5 games.
Kyle and Strofe are just so...
I hate it here.
No, for real, I have a headache. From listening to the nonsense and trying to keep up.
But actually, you know, while we're on the topic, I do have Ben Bruss' high school transcript here. How'd you do in math in high school?
Probably poor.
Honors algebra?
You did honors?
Algebra. That is insulting. That is insulting.
How'd you do?
You did algebra too. He got an A both semesters in algebra too.
Hey.
Yeah, who'd you cheat off of?
I tried, Ben.
Wow.
You tried.
Ben. We'll see if this segment's better than Brewer's Math.
Not a high bar.
Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
When I'm, again, doing the Pac Arena, and as a shareholder, when I'm sizing up my ring,
all
when
right,
I'm sizing
damn,
up my
do
ring,
the Pac Arena right now.
One pack of two, pack of three, pack of arena.
Hey.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Easy,
all right, good news to all listening. Management came down. Brewer's Math is...
Finito.
No.
Finito. Kabosh.
No.
Dunzo.
Kabosh. Check out the Princeton Club in New Berlin. It's a fantastic place for you to further your mind, your body, and the community. Take a small step to start today. No goal is too small. Simply just start by going in there, getting a tour, seeing how clean the health clubs are. Open 24/7. Free childcare with a membership. Always upgrading the facilities so you have the best equipment available. That's what you get at the Princeton Club. An unbelievable experience. Can't wait to get after my body this summer for the wedding. Got to look good. Got to be in the best shape I can with where I'm at in life before the wedding. Check out the Princeton Club. Cody, you're correct. Not even upper management can understand Brewer's math.
It's so advanced, it's simple.
You're done. You're done.
Ding dong, the wicked witch of the Brewers
you're
math.
Done. How about we agree?
You're
not
done.
9.5, 18 games. We go through two not, NFL
done.
Games.
You're done.
And we
you're done. You're
hey,
done.
Mr. Irrelevant, it's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Oh, I kind of like this from Taylor on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. New end of show idea. We have the clown of the day of the show.
Oh.
We all vote. I love it. It's Brad today, hands down.
Brother, you've given him a run for his money. Then.
I may have, but Brewer's math outdoes anything I've
Capiche.
Done.
Two NFL games, let's revisit.
Nope.
What are you
okay.
talking about?
So, I was told earlier in the show that I have the green and gold glasses on tight. Well, I'm happy to report they've been removed. Because apparently, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers is a high school English teacher. Take a listen.
I don't know who Patrick is, but...
Is that not your middle name?
Oh, Matthew Robert.
Why does it say Matthew Patrick on your Wikipedia? Are you joking?
When has Wikipedia been a source of credible information?
Boom roast is strong.
That's Matt LaFleur on the Kay Adams Show, which he will appear on tomorrow. That happened a little bit earlier today. As we well know on this show, I am a Wikipedia purist. I believe it is the best app, other than ESPN Wisconsin app, on the App Store today. It is every piece of information right at the tip of your fingertips, right in your pocket, everywhere you go. Wikipedia. You search it, you got the answer.
Kay Adams got it wrong because of Wikipedia.
Bad journalism there.
You can put anything you want on Wikipedia.
You sure can.
However, most people aren't going on there and putting inaccurate information. Wikipedia has about a 99.9% accuracy rate.
Based off of what?
My research.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And my research is thorough. Much
no,
more
it's
thorough
not.
Than Kay Adams. Can't even figure out the right middle name. I can't believe my head coach would take such a devastating blow at Wikipedia. It's an unbelievable state of affairs in Green Bay that a man who is supposed to be known as an offensive genius, a creative play caller, is more focused on the ethics and accuracy of the best app on the planet. It's a true shame. I'm very nervous for what this season brings.
Wikipedia is a good resource. I wouldn't say it's a good source. You know what I mean? If you need something, you can go to it and you can get a general idea of what's going on.
Yeah, it's
not
one of those,
the full story.
It's like the classic thing where you'd say, like, don't, like, hold me to this, but, and then you start saying something. You always need to, like, add a little disclaimer for Wikipedia.
Yeah, and the thing about Wikipedia, you can find the information that gets you going, but then at the bottom, they kind of give you references. You may want to check some of those references. Because if you go to Brad Northman's Wikipedia page, you think he's a quarterback.
I have
a picture of you throwing a football on Wikipedia.
Well, you know who uploaded that picture, Kyle?
The thing is, like, that is me throwing a football, though.
But it's very misleading. If Strofe uploaded it, it proves our point that they do not have enough of quality control here.
What is Matt LaFleur's middle name? Robert?
Yes.
That's what he said.
That's what he claimed.
ChatGPT can't be trusted.
Oh.
Because Wikipedia, they gather their information.
Matthew Patrick LaFleur on ChatGPT. So AI is just as dumb as Wikipedia.
I wonder if AI and Wikipedia are in cahoots.
AI sources everything on the internet.
You think he's messing with Kay Adams?
I don't think he has any reason to lie about his middle name to Kay Adams.
I mean, it's everywhere, Matthew Patrick LaFleur. It's all over the internet.
Really?
Outside of Wikipedia.
Yeah, but I imagine a lot of these sites probably. But like SportsKita.com has Matthew Patrick.
So
before.
This is a problem.
Matthew Patrick sounds better than Matthew Robert.
This before. Is a problem for Wikipedia. Wikipedia has false information out there.
Ooh, new nickname for LaFleur, Little Bobby.
Lil Bobby. L-I-L.
Lil Bobby.
Lil Bobby. That sounds like he could be a rapper.
I don't know why he sounds like a rapper, but I like where your head's at.
Anytime you put Lil in front of something, you think of Lil Rapper.
I'm nervous about what the season brings. He's too worried about the ethics of journalism than he is as a playbook.
Shouldn't he have high standards?
Weren't you taught in college that Wikipedia is not a source you can use on papers?
Yeah, it's something I was taught that I didn't listen to.
Well, then, how
but you're a big
graduate?
Source guy.
Love sources.
Is Wikipedia a credible source? Would you
in
would
my
you,
in my
would you
eyes
break
the
a story
is yes.
on it?
Would I write a story about Wikipedia?
Would you break a story if Wikipedia was your only source?
Well, the story would be broken if it was on Wikipedia already, Brad. It's a hard question.
But what
to
if
answer.
You're breaking it to a new audience?
We're in the waters right now, and I don't like it.
Brad had all these stupid
wait,
questions.
Your
today.
Only thing on becoming relevant was Wikipedia.
Well, I had more, but we literally have a college professor coming up next.
That
ooh,
is true.
Very true.
He
good
would be question. Ashamed at what you
and
just
it's
said.
It's something we could talk about tomorrow, so I can hang on to it.
All right, well, tell us how you're looking through your information, Kyle.
Nothing I'm hanging on to at all, and I was talking about my windows. I love my windows, and I'm going to have them forever. I'm telling y'all this right now. I used to be so cold in the winter inside my house, so hot in the summer inside my house, because I had old, crappy windows that were chipping. If you're looking at your windows and they're chipping, they're not holding in the cool air, they're not holding in the warm air, then you need to upgrade with Universal Windows Direct, just like me. Get rid of those old and drafty, worn out windows. Get the great windows with Universal Windows Direct, and they have an ultimate offer to get your home ready for summer and beyond. Right now, during their home improvement season sale, you'll get an incredible 50% off your windows. Just half off your windows. Plus, it gets even better. For a limited time, you'll get no interest. Zero interest, no payments for 12 months. That's an entire year to enjoy your new windows before you have to pay a single cent. Yes, beautiful deal they have with Universal Windows Direct. So why wait? Call them today for your free in-home estimate at 414-410-2000 or visit them at UniversalWindowsDirect.com. That's UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. I'm telling you this right now. This may celebrate comfort, curb appeal, and serious savings with Universal Windows Direct. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson of ESPN is joining us next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, seam head.
I don't even know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
A seam head. I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Oh, you are going to want to be able to do the things you want to do this spring and summer. But if you've got joint pain, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, then QC Kinetics is your go-to to be able to get rid of that joint pain that you're experiencing. I, in fact, are going to go there tomorrow. Visit the Greenfield location to see everything that QC Kinetics has in store for me. Every time I go there in person, I am absolutely amazed with the technologies that they have. PRP, platelets, plasma, all these things that are going to get your body feeling good again. It's something of a miracle when you see the cutting-edge technology that QC Kinetics works with. You start to say, this is why they're the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. If you are feeling like that, then don't wait. Get your free consultation from QC Kinetics and give them a call today. 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474. 414-285-3474.
As the smartest person of the show outside of Homer is sitting here, John Anderson is a professor. Professor Big Daddy J.A., excuse me, is a professor at the University of Missouri. We tried to dumb down the Brewers season into Brewers math. 162 games divided by 17 is 9.5 games.
Don't pull him into this.
Do you think that was a good way to break out a season?
Isn't it easier just kind of go by tenths and say every 17 or every 16 and round it? Why do I need the 9.5?
Because we're trying to, everyone can instinctively understand the NFL season, the NFL standings, sure, things like that. So we're trying to equate the Brewers.
Don't say we,
record, don't say we.
No, don't throw me into this.
The Brewers record into what would that be for them if they were playing in the NFL. So the Brewers right now, they'd be like, we're through 48 games. That's like five NFL games. It'd be 2-3. The Cubs feel like they're 4-1. It's just an easier way to digest a lot of numbers over there in the MLB world. What do you say, John? Does that sound like an interesting and more digestible way to understand the MLB season?
No, I think you need to be a better baseball fan.
Thank
you. Why do you got to make it an NFL thing? Just be a baseball fan. Where are they? Are you in first at the 4th of July? That's important. And then after that, all-star break, I want to know a little bit about where you are there. But the rest of it, no, I don't need to jam this into it. I'm in the seam head crowd, all right? I know what it is.
See, I told you the thing. And this is why I need to dissociate myself with Brad Nortman, because I watch MLB Big Inning every night.
You'll forever be a Brewers math proponent right alongside me, man.
No, I'm done with it. All right, that is case closed. John Anderson, thank you very much for that. Additionally, Alex Strofe thinks Wikipedia is a true source of information that you can put on college papers. Your thoughts?
No, you want to go there and look at it. You might get a hint, but then you better double check. That is not an excuse that I do not credit Wikipedia on any sources that you send me. That would be insufficient.
Would it make you a bad journalist if you utilize Wikipedia for all your information without double checking?
If you did it without double checking, yeah, it'd make you a lousy journalist.
Oh, wow. If someone had submitted a paper.
Strofe, lousy.
If someone submitted a paper. I use all of my research.
You said
on
the greatest F ever. 99.9%.
I just want to be on record as disagreeing with the professor of Missouri. This is what academians have to do. 99% of Wikipedia is accurate. People must go against it because otherwise they serve no purpose.
Well, he got the middle name of the coach of your football team wrong of the past.
As I said, 99% accurate.
It's, for a while, it said I was born in Peru.
And how much else is there?
I haven't looked at it in years. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Because I go to other places.
Real places.
Yeah. John, there was a producer on another show of ours, Will the Intouch. Jesse's the producer on that show.
Yep.
He was floating around the idea saying, you know, at what point do we start to have the conversation that Pat Murphy should be on the hot seat, given how the Brewers have started their year? Is that not just the most ludicrous take you've ever heard?
Golly, yeah, like that is stupid. It's just you're gonna have 48 games in after a season of what he did in after last season.
The manager of the year.
What he did last, and I guess we just wipe that out. And the fact that they don't have enough guys to pitch, and they don't have enough guys to hit. That's, I feel like it's amazing he's kept them right now, that they're not the Colorado Rockies at whatever the Rockies are now. The Rockies got into double digits.
They're still short of 10.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh. They suck.
They're either
what's the Brewers math on that? What's the Rockies math?
They're 0-5.
John, really quickly, I'm on your Wikipedia page. It doesn't know if you were born 1964 or 1965.
I'll update it for you, John.
It said, oh my
gosh.
Said,
so that's 99%, right? I'm one of those two. I'm not sure.
So which one is it? I'll update it right now.
What else? See, the fact that you can go in and update it tells you right now that's not the best
source of
information.
But I'm a Wikipedia purist, John. I would never put anything inaccurate on there.
But, yeah, well, you're in the 1%, not the 99% that would.
That is
crazy. Don't you need to...
Sounds judgmental.
It sounds like he doesn't want to tell us his age right now.
Don't do it.
65. I turned 60 last week. I'm not mad at all.
No,
happy birthday.
Last Tuesday.
Happy birthday. Homer, go figure out on Wikipedia what year John Anderson was born.
He knows. We talked about this last week. Last Tuesday, by the way, when I was on, thanks for wishing me a happy birthday. Yeah, I turned 60 last
day.
I turned 60 last Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not.
Wikipedia
I'm old as I am.
It says 64.
It doesn't mean it's inaccurate.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it does. Exactly. It kind of does. No, it just doesn't. There are inaccurate. Other people that they don't have their birthday. It's not. It'd be inaccurate if it gave the wrong date. Now, I went to Wiki guess things. This is a
dude,
different.
Dude, if I
Wiki.
Told you the Packers record was 10-7, or maybe it was 11-6, would you tell me it's kind
again?
Of right?
99%. Keep working on that 1%.
But we're they got finding 8 so many examples paragraphs. That are so, not making
Homer,
this 99%.
No, well, no, Homer, because you haven't checked the sites to see all the incredible amount of information that's available.
It is, and it's fine for a good place to start. But I don't know about you, Homer, but when I worked there at the OESPN, and even now, I like to hold myself to the 100% standard. Mm. I don't want to have a 1%. I don't care if it's 1%. I don't get to have that. If I'm wrong, I take a hit.
You do have two children, correct?
Actually, no. I have three. My wife and I have two, and then I have another daughter.
Look, wow. See?
99% Homer? 99%? You're telling me right now?
Yes, I'm telling you.
No, we done found 70% is wrong. So you know, says, you haven't says, even looked at what's
says,
there.
Doesn't say that. It says him and his wife have two children. It does not say John has three children. It says
misleading.
Him and his wife have two children.
Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
Yeah. On the off chance. And the off chance my daughter in Chicago, Olivia, is listening, she's going to be 35 soon. I love you, just like I love all the other ones. You're not on Wikipedia.
We love you. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
John, don't best. Listen to Wikipedia.
Dad loves you. Dad don't feel loves bad you. About that.
Oh man, more of Homer and John. It's just beautiful. Next on the Homer Hour in 2 minutes.